The Tale of Setampra Zeros. I, Setampra Zeros of Azuldarum, shall write with my left hand, since I have no longer any other, the tale of everything that befell Teruvum Pallius and myself in the shrine of the god Sathagua, which lies neglected by the worship of man in the jungle-taken suburbs of Camorium, that long-deserted capital of the Hyperborean rulers. I shall write it with the violet juice of the savanna palm, which turns to a blood-red rubric with the passage of years, on a strong vellum that is made from the skin of the mastodon, as a warning to all good thieves and adventurers who may hear some lying legend of the lost treasures of Camorium and be tempted thereby. Now Teruvum Pallius was my lifelong friend and my trustworthy companion in all such enterprises as require deft fingers and a habit of mind both agile and adroit. I can say without flattering myself or Teruvum Pallius either that we carried to an incomparable success more than one undertaking from which fellow craftsmen of a much wider renown than ourselves might well have recoiled in dismay. To be more explicit, I refer to the theft of the jewels of Queen Canambria, which were kept in a room where 20 venomous reptiles wandered at will, and the breaking of the adamantine box of Acromi, in which were all the medallions of an early dynasty of Hyperborean kings. It is true that these medallions were difficult and perilous to dispose of, and that we sold them at a dire sacrifice to the captain of a barbarian vessel from remote Lemuria, but nevertheless, the breaking of that box was a glorious feat, for it had to be done in absolute silence on account of the proximity of 12 guards, who were all armed with tridents. We made use of a rare and mordant acid, but I must not linger too long and too garrulously, by the way, however great the temptation to ramble on amid heroic memories and the high glamour of valiant or slightful deeds. In our occupation, as in all others, the vicissitudes of fortune are oftentimes to be reckoned with, and the goddess Chance is not always prodigal of her favours. So it was that Teruvum Pallius and I, at the time of which I write, had found ourselves in a condition of pecuniary depletion, which, though temporary, was nevertheless extreme and was quite inconvenient and annoying, coming as it did on the heel of more prosperous days, of more profitable midnights. People had become accursedly chary of their jewels and other valuables. Windows and doors were double-barred, new and perplexing locks were in use, guards had grown more vigilant or less somnolent. In short, all the natural difficulties of our profession had multiplied themselves. At one time we were reduced to the stealing of more bulky and less precious merchandise than that in which we customarily dealt, and even this had its dangers. Even now it humiliates me to remember the night when we were nearly caught with a sack of red yams, and I mention all this that I may not seem in any wise vainglorious. One evening, in an alley of the more humble quarter of Azuldarum, we stopped to count our available resources and found that we had between us exactly 3 pazoors, enough to buy a large bottle of pomegranate wine or 2 loaves of bread. We debated the problem of expenditure. The bread, contended Teruvum Pallius, will nurture our bodies, will lend a new and more expeditious force to our spent limbs, our toil-worn fingers. The pomegranate wine, said I, will ennoble our thoughts, will inspire and illuminate our minds, and perchance will reveal to us a mode of escape from our difficulties. Teruvum Pallius yielded without undue argument to my superior reasoning, and we sought the doors of an adjacent tavern. The wine was not of the best in regard to flavour, but the quantity and strength were all that could be desired. We sat in the crowded tavern and sipped it at leisure, till all the fire of the bright red liquor had transferred itself to our brains. The darkness and dubiety of our future ways became illumined as by the light of rosy cressets, and the harsh aspect of the world was marvellously softened. Anon, there came to me an inspiration. Teruvum Pallius, I said, is there any reason why you and I, who are brave men and nowise subject to the fears and superstitions of the multitude, should not avail ourselves of the kingly treasures of Camorium? A day's journey from this tiresome town, a pleasant sojourn in the country, an afternoon or forenoon of archaeological research, and who knows what we should find? You speak wisely and valiantly, my dear friend, rejoined Teruvum Pallius. Indeed, there is no reason why we should not replenish our deflated finances at the expense of a few dead kings or gods. Now, Camorium has